day 307 of hashtag 365. Not going to lie to you, today has sucked. Massively sucked. My daughter's got ill. She basically didn't sleep at all last night. She kept waking up. Well, she was like asleep for 10 minutes and then she'd wake up and she'd be awake for ages. And then she'd go to sleep for 10 minutes and wake up. And then me and my wife were trying to take it in turns to look after her. And it was just the most broken night's sleep. Hard, man. It's really hard. People don't realise how hard it is having kids. It's proper hard. Because you know what I mean? You can't like... You know when you haven't got kids and you have a hangover, for example, and you're just like, oh, I'm just going to sit and just eat Domino's pizza and watch Harry Potter all day or whatever. Can't do that when you've got a kid. You've got to get on with it. You've got to go and take him to the park or go to a child's farm or take them to soft play or do whatever it is you've got to do to make sure they're okay and happy and engaged and spirited. You know what I mean? And equally, like, if you have a really, really bad night's sleep, the next day, it's cool, they can have a nap. You know what I mean? They, as soon as they get tired, no problem, you can have a little nap. I'll put you in the car and I'll drive you around so you can have a little nap. Or put you in the buggy and we'll walk you around our village so you can have a nap. No problem. We can't have a nap. Stuff to do. Got work to go to or, you know, shopping to buy or just adulting generally to do. It's really hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. My daughter is amazing. Absolutely amazing. But it's really hard. And there's been times on this journey to date where I've thought, like, I want to beat myself up a little bit for not being more on it and not being a bit, you know, well, just more on it, basically. And then I stop and think, you know, lots happened this year. I've moved house. You know, I've got a daughter. I've got all these jobs that I do, always working. You know, I'm not one of those dudes who doesn't play an active role at home either. Like, I do so much at home. Like, I'm not saying I should get praise for that. I think people should do stuff at home. But, like, I work all hours, but then I still, you know, do the shopping and do the dishes and do the laundry and stuff like that. It's not like I have this, like, life of Riley where I just go home and just, like, I've got a cleaner who does everything for me and, you know, the wife has the food on the table. It's not how it is in my household, and I would never want it to be like that either. So, anyway, like I said, I'm not trying to be a martyr. I just think that, like, today's been one of those days that when I'm feeling it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm rambling on about. I'm feeling it today, man. It's hard, hard work. Yeah, all I want to do is eat. I think that's the hardest part about this final part of 365 is that there's no let up. You know what I mean? All throughout the year, I've had it in the back of my mind that, like, if one day it's tough, if it's really tough, just have an easy day, man. Have a day off. Don't worry about it. Plenty more days left in the year, but now there's not. Now there's 59 days left. Is that right? No, 58 days left. My God. So now it's, you know, it really is game time. And that's kind of a hard thing to stomach, if I'm honest. Today, all I want to do is, like, all I've wanted to do is sort of veg out, just eat food. But instead, I've got to get on with things. So I've been rushing around all day and, I've got to go to work. So I'm on air tonight. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I haven't got the heart, like I said, I'm not trying to be a martyr here. I haven't got the hardest life on earth, but far from it. I live a very blessed life. But I'll tell you what, I'd love some sleep. It'd just be amazing.